Well, now to the shocking revelations about Australia's largest aged care provider, Bupa. An ABC analysis has found that more than half of its 72 aged care homes are failing basic standards of care, and that a third of them are putting the safety of residents at serious risk. Some advocates for older Australians are calling on the government to remove Bupa's accreditation, but others warn that with almost 7,000 residents, it's too big to be allowed to fail. Gavin Coote has our report.
After Alan Haynes was in a workplace accident, which left him with a severe brain injury and a quadriplegic, he found himself living in Bupa's aged care facility in Traralgon, in Victoria's Latrobe Valley. His sister, Sharon Rogers, thought that to begin with, it seemed fine.
Bupa was new to the area for us in terms of aged care. Because of his complex needs, there wasn't a lot of people that had dealt with or care for people in his condition in the past. So there were some initial concerns there regarding feeding and how they would do that.
It wasn't until a change of management about a year later that Alan Haynes' family grew much more worried about the quality of his care.
With his complex needs, we had diagrams about how to position him properly in his wheelchair because that was vital, positioning in bed. We were actually advised that we had to take those down because they had a what they call a resident first policy at that time, and that we weren't allowed to display anything with pictures showing medical or care needs in his room, despite the fact that it was only family or the care staff that were in his room.
The Traralgon Nursing Home is among five of Bupa's facilities which have had their accreditation revoked. Four of them were re-accredited, but there are serious questions about Bupa's record. The company is Australia's largest private aged care provider, with 72 nursing homes caring for about 6,500 residents. And an analysis of accreditation reports by the ABC has now found more than 60% of those homes failed to meet all the health and safety standards. 22 of Bupa's nursing homes have been declared as putting the health and safety of residents at serious risk.
Bupa Australia Aged Care is a place not to be if you need to be in a nursing home. It routinely fails quality standards.
Paul Versteege is from the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association. He says while Bupa shouldn't be in the aged care business, there's no simple solution.
You can't just remove a company that looks after more than 6,000 residents in nursing homes.
Paul Versteege believes tougher penalties are needed to ensure care standards don't slip, and also wants the government to overhaul the way these facilities are run and owned.
So that means that you have basically two companies in one nursing home, one looking after the building, another looking after the residents. And obviously, if the company looking after the residents fails, it can be removed much easier and replaced with another one.
Jason Ward from the Tax Justice Network led a year-long probe into private aged care providers, including Bupa.
They're getting nearly $500 million in annual funding to provide aged care to elderly Australians.
Jason Ward agrees that Bupa's dominance in the aged care sector makes it difficult for the government to take serious action.
Well, the problem is that it really is too big to fail. I mean, how do you deal with 7,000 elderly residents, who many of whom have dementia, many of whom are incredibly frail and vulnerable? So what do you do in that situation? I think that's Australia's facing a real problem.
Alan Haynes died 2 years ago, and his sister Sharon Rogers says the government can't shy away from serious reform.
And rather than look at the centres individually, they need to look at Bupa more broadly and at the management level. Obviously, the policy and the procedures that Bupa have in place that the individual centres have to follow isn't working. So someone needs to step in, go through policies, procedures, training, and revamp the whole system for them, I think.
Bupa has apologised for the failings in its homes and says it's focused on fixing the problems identified. In a statement, the company says it takes its responsibility to care for older Australians incredibly seriously, and that the vast majority of its homes are working well and passing external audits. The Federal Aged Care Minister, Richard Colbeck, says the company's persistent failures are unacceptable.
Gavin Coote reporting.